Thank you very much, Dave. One quick one for you, Kat. This is from Mark Stewart, who says, Chris and the team, Merry Christmas. I understand that AIDS is a disease of the immune system, but after watching a TV documentary recently, I was surprised to learn that many AIDS sufferers actually die of cancers as well. I couldn't work out how the two are connected. So how does a depleted immune system bring on cancer?
This is a really, really interesting one. It's something that's only started to become clear relatively recently, the role of the immune system in preventing cancer. Now, for example, in patients with HIV, they do have a very depleted immune system. This leaves them vulnerable to infections, which are things like viruses that can cause cancer. And also, it's thought now that the immune system is kind of actively patrolling your body, spotting early dodgy-looking cells and getting rid of them. But obviously, sometimes that goes wrong and cancer can develop. So it's really becoming an interesting field, is how the immune system may actually be able to recognise some cancer cells. And then whether we can turn it into overdrive and use immunotherapy to really kind of kickstart the immune system into killing cancer cells in patients. And that's a very active area of research. And another thing that's quite interesting is that the whole role of the immune system first started to become clear, partly through studying people with HIV, also through studying patients who've had transplants, because they take immunosuppressing drugs and are also much more likely to get certain types of cancers. So that started to make a link. And then also patients with melanoma, it was noticed that some people with melanoma just spontaneously get better. And that's thought to be that their immune system has suddenly woken up and recognised their cancer. And it's a really active field of research studying how the immune system's actually involved in all this. And we'll probably in the future see a lot more coming out about it.
Thank you very much, Kat. Well,